This is Weekend Breakfast.
Australia, do not ever book an old hotel without checking its history, because I learnt the hard way. And I'm so serious when I say this. Like, if you're staying in an old hotel, seriously research it, especially if you are like me. And
does this have an element of spook to it?
Yes.
Have I read the play here?
Yeah. I'm terrified of ghosts and the paranormal. All of that terrifies the hell out of me. And I wish I had have Googled the history of this hotel before I got into it. So I stayed in LA 6 nights, which is a really long time to stay in LA just because it's very expensive. And I booked this hotel because it looked cool on Instagram, and that's where I went wrong. And it was old, but I thought, oh, it's been refurbed, whatever, whatever. Get there, I stepped into the place. It's dark as hell. And I looked at Tom, my boyfriend. I was like, I hate it here immediately, because you know how I'm kind of psychic. And he was like, Tanya, it's fine, like whatever. And I was like, no, I swear to God, it's haunted. There's something wrong about this place.
Anyway. So what did you feel a cold shudder? Did you get this weird feeling?
You just know. Like a feeling.
You just know.
Well, you're not psychic. You don't understand.
It's true.
You
know? I wouldn't know, yeah.
So I just went, nah, not for me. And I don't know. I just felt sick the minute I got in there. And then I couldn't, like, no one was on our floor. The whole time we were there, we're on the 8th floor. I didn't see a single person for 6 days and 6 nights. And we were leaving and coming at different times. I never saw a single other person the whole time we were there. It was around since the 20s. So it's a really, really old hotel. And can I tell you, I went to bed one night, and because I saw no one else on our floor, I heard male and female voices in my ears. Like, it sounded like they were in the room. Like, in my head, like, really, really close to me. I heard people screaming. I heard, like, a baby crying. But it didn't sound like the baby was crying in another room. It didn't sound, like, far away. It sounded like it was in the room. The lights would come on and off in the middle of the night, just on, and then turn back off again, like, for no reason. The tap would turn on and off for no reason. It was terrifying. It was the worst 6 nights of my life, and I checked out, and I was so tired because I couldn't sleep. So when we left, I checked out, and the guy was like, did you have a great stay? I was like, no! I didn't have a great stay. This place is haunted. And he was like, oh yeah, this is like one of the most haunted hotels in LA. Yeah, this is so haunted. And I was like, are you kidding? And he's like, yeah, that's why people stay here, because it's haunted. Like, that's like a thing. And I was like, great. Why didn't I research this?
I'd like to stay there. And I'm probably not the person to sort of, like, comfort you in
this situation.
Oh, you
want the lights
situation
to come on
I
and
do
off and the tap to come on
I
and off
yearn
for no reason.
For a
and there were, like, voices near my face. It was...
I'm just so dubious about this kind of thing. By the way, those lights turning on and off and the taps, that was just your boyfriend going to the toilet in the middle of the night.
No,
that
happens from time to time. It wasn't, because he was next to me. We may have been, may not have been. It could be a ghost. I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Very haunted. But... it was where they shot American Horror Story, by the way.
Okay.
So, and when I left, the guy was like, oh, this is like half the stories in a horror story based around this hotel and what has happened here. There's been like countless murders, assassinations, like suicide, you name it.
Right.
Has happened
and the
in this
spirits
hotel.
Hang around.
And a couple were in the room and a baby, and there were sex noises, and it was not us, because I was like, get off me.
Okay.
But 131060, I would like to know, if you've ever stayed in a haunted hotel or a haunted house, because I need to know if this has happened to anybody else.
People love to sprout a good haunting, and to be honest, I'm sick of it, because I want to haunting myself. I struggle to remain sympathetic in these scenarios. I'm sure you're very scared, but for someone who's so skeptical and just can't even put my mind in the shoes of you getting a haunting, I yearn for a haunt. I mean, if there are any haunted spaces right now in this studio, haunt me.
Like, because I'm psychic, I reckon they come to people like myself because we're like likely to hear them.
Maybe I'm haunting the haunted, because I went on a ghost tour once with about 20 other people, and they were part of this paranormal hunters club, and I was that hungry for a haunting. Nothing happened.
You can't
night.
Like no.
You can't force
stay at this hotel.
Yeah, really.
It's called the Hollywood Roosevelt.
Great.
Actually, no one stay there.
No, I'm great. I'm there.
No one stay there.
I really want a good haunting, and I wouldn't mind a good haunting story on 131060.
Actually, if anyone's a ghost hunter, can you tell me what it means when they turn the light on and off and the tap on and off?
What are these ghosts doing? I mean, if I was a ghost one day, I'm not going to waste me time turning on lights.
I know, you'd
I'm
be
I'm going to be having
up
a ghost time with my ghost friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, you'd be straight up killing people. 13 10 60 ghost stories.
Ah. 13 10 60. Yeah, we'll get them on next. Right around the country. Weekend breakfast. Have you experienced a haunting before?
A haunting?
Yeah. It's some sort of haunting.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Never leaving the country again. Well, no, I will.
I was going to say, it's a big call. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah, Googling the hotel that I stay at in depth. Because I just thought, hey, this hotel looks fun on Instagram. When I went to LA, stayed there for 6 nights, didn't sleep because it was definitely haunted. Found out later it is haunted. It's one of the most haunted hotels in LA. I found out the day I left. Wish I had had that information earlier. So this is a PSA. If you're traveling somewhere, see a fun hotel, Google it because it could be haunted. I didn't sleep. There was sounds, sounded really close to me in my brain, if that makes sense, like a man and a woman fighting, a baby crying, but it sounded like the baby was in the room. The lights came on and off. The tap came on and off. 6 nights this happened. Like, I was so scared because the voices sounded so in my head. They didn't sound like they were fighting in a room next door. They sounded like they were in the bed with me.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that you believe it happened. But for me, having never experienced a good haunting before, and someone who's hungry for a haunt, I mean, scare the pants off me right now. If there's anything in here, give it to me. Give it to me right now. Because I want something. I want to feel what you felt. I want to be able to empathise with you. But for me, they call me Spooky Lucas. I'm a skeptic, man.
When has anyone ever called you Spooky Lucas?
You walk down the street with me for an hour, you'll hear Spooky Lucas from all parts.
Never. What? I mean, Ellie, where's producer Ellie? Has anyone ever called him Spooky Lucas?
No.
She's not even listening to the show.
Don't ask a producer while she's in the middle of calls.
Well, we want to have hear your ghost stories on 13 10 60. Ghost stories.
Catherine, with your ghost story on 13 10 60. Hello.
Catherine.
Oh, God. Oh, hello.
Oh,
good
geez.
Morning.
Don't try.
I thought a ghost was calling.
We thought it was a live spooking. Spooky Lucas.
I'm not really human. I'm a ghost.
Don't.
I just called from the afterlife.
Don't.
Do it. Yeah.
Catherine.
Keep it going. What happened?
So I went over to LA with my partner at the time, and he booked everything. And we were staying in Hollywood. And so we get to a hotel, and they said, oh, you're down in, I think it was room 6. And they went, oh, no, sorry, you're upstairs. So we went upstairs and put our stuff in. And, you know, that night we're getting ready to go to bed, and there was knocking on the balcony window. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is just too much. This is horrible. And so I looked out, and there was nothing there. He's like, oh, you know, probably nothing. And then he starts telling me on the internet, going, oh, this is the hotel where Janis Joplin passed, and her room was downstairs in room 5, where we were going to stay, like, opposite in the hallway at room 6. And same thing, like, people go stay in these hotels because it's creepy and they want to find out about paranormal activity. Horrible. The worst 3 nights, because he told me on night 1 and then we had to stay for another 2 nights.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. You're buggered. You're buggered for the whole time. There's another really famous haunted hotel in LA called the Hotel Cecil. Do not stay there. Do not stay. That is even more haunted.
Why are all the ghosts hanging out in LA? What was Janis Joplin hanging out on the balcony, and there's all sorts of ghosty LA stuff? It's a little fishy to me.
I'm sure there's heaps in, like, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide.
Well, Toowoomba's meant to be the most haunted town in Queensland or something, isn't it?
Really? I lived in Toowoomba for 2 years.
Well, you look on the internet and you can full go do, like, this ghost tour of all these different,
True. Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
I've done ghost tours. Nothing happens. It's a cash grab of sorts. Wow. It's a cash grab. Sam, on 13 10 60, you experienced a bit of a haunting before?
What's that, sorry?
Oh, I mean, what we've been asking for the last 5 minutes.
You stayed in a haunted hotel?
Oh, yeah, the Langham Hotel in Millers Point, Sydney.
Oh, I know where that is. Yeah, what happened to you when you were there?
So I'm a painter and decorator. Did a redevelopment up there in 2015 and made a mate working there and, yeah, seen this ghost go into a toilet.
Okay, so you've got some visual evidence, because this is interesting, because we've just heard Tanya's voices in her head and Janis invisible Janis Joplin knocking on the balcony window. So this is an actual sighting, you say?
Yeah, we randomly, like, both of us seen it, and the door shut, the door shut, and we sort of walked in to the toilet. There's only 3 cubicles. I opened all 3. There was nothing there, so we sort of didn't think much of it in the end. and then pretty much went to bed that night, laying there, and then we hear this girl sort of like, sounded like she was skipping skipping down the hallway. It was quite a long corridor.
I hate this so much.
Yeah, and then she was singing, and it was clear as day, and we're both looking at each other going, you know, are we both hearing this? And sure enough, we walked the whole hotel. And
why did you walk the whole hotel, Sam? Why didn't you just like call 000 and cry in a corner?
This is a curious case of wanting to sort of figure out and get to the bottom of the whole thing. That's what you got to admire that in men. We've got to move on. Catherine in Victoria, last call, 131060. You've stayed in Australia's most haunted house, you say.
I did, yes. Australia's most haunted house, Monte Cristo in Junee, New South Wales.
Oh, I know where that is. That's near, they sell chocolate near there.
They do. but we spent the whole night there, and during the night we had a few different things happen. Someone grabbed my leg.
Nope.
While sleeping, and my eyes shot open, and I looked at my friend who we shared a bed, and there's no possible way he could have grabbed my leg. I woke up to the whole bed shaking at one stage. And then obviously by this stage neither of us could sleep, so we both sat there, laid there looking at each other, and as we were looking at each other, neither of us moving, we felt someone come in between us in the bed, like crawl up as the bed head was creaking as well.
What's going on? You're in pandemonium. Producer Elliot there has ran off. What's going on?
Wait, Catherine. I've got goosebumps. Catherine, why did you stay there? Because I went...
We're always curious about... Like, we do a lot of ghost tours, and I'm half sceptical, and then I experience something like this, and it makes me believe that we do a lot of ghost tours and things like that, and we just thought one day it'd be fun, and it was fun up until we got there, and I started to realise that we were staying in Australia.
That was just me, Lara, and the fighter.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
First Weekend Breakfast show back. A couple of weeks hiatus. Most of the radio shows went on break. Good times. Good times.
My pants aren't done up. Just FYI.
Oh, you put on the LA 5 kilo, did you?
Yeah, closer to 7.
Okay.
But I'm competitive about it, so that's good. Good for me. Not for these pants, but good for me.
Look, I'm glad that you went on your holiday, because my holiday very much nearly didn't go ahead from the get-go.
Where were you going?
I went to Laos in Thailand for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, a bit of a Southeast Asia extravaganza. Now, before I did that, I decided to go to Adelaide for the weekend. So my footy team.
Yes.
great contrast.
Yeah.
It's a great meeting spot because A, I've never been to Adelaide before. B, my footy team was playing there. And C, I wanted to meet up with my dad. I haven't seen him for about a year. So we met up. He lives in Perth. So we met sort of halfway along the East Coast kind of thing. And we had a great time of the weekend. And now the plan was to catch the last flight home on Sunday evening from Adelaide. Back to the East Coast. I'd sleep at mine that night, and then I'd get up nice and early in the next morning for my international flight, which was at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
All good on paper. I've gotten to the airport after a big weekend in Adelaide, Sunday night, got checked in, put me luggage, got me boarding pass at the gate. And then for some unbeknownst reason, I thought, I might just give these eyes a little rest. Not a kip, not a snooze,
just
not a sleep.
Just an eye rest.
Just lower the eyes down a centimetre or two and kick back and wait for my boarding call.
Oh, this is nice lullaby music, isn't
it? It's great lullaby music.
People are driving. We probably shouldn't play it too much.
I'll cut that right now, because fast forward to 11:30 p.m. that night. And no one is at the desk anymore. No one's at the gate.
No one woke you up.
I've awoken to a vacant airport.
Whoa.
Is what's happened. And I thought you would think so, wouldn't you?
If you were at the gate.
You see a man asleep at the gate.
Holding a ticket.
Of course. Go up, just give him a little nod. But obviously not. People thought, this man's meant to be there. No, good maths, but it was just an hour and a half. The point of the story is I've missed the flight.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm all hazy. I've panicked and I've said, oh my God, I'm sorry, I've missed my flight. Can I get the next one? I don't mind paying extra. I said, no more flights till the next morning. I said, okay, what time the next morning? Turns out I wouldn't be able to get back to Sydney in time for my international flight. I'm starting to panic. I'm thinking, do I hire a car? Do I just drive from Adelaide to Sydney through the night? Fire her up, baby. That wasn't going to work in time. Ended up catching a flight to Melbourne that night for $350. Slept in the Melbourne airport. Woke up the next morning at 4 a.m., did the Melbourne to Sydney. It's cost me about $800.
Oh, my God.
I've touched down. I don't have all my stuff. I don't have my passport. I don't have my backpack. I don't have any of my clothes. I've caught the cab straight home, had the cab downstairs still running, just slamming things in my backpack, got my passport, ran back downstairs, made it just in time.
Thank God.
Not ideal, though.
No.
No.
You feel all over the shop.
I mean, it was a long flight to Laos. So, I mean, once I was on the plane, I mean, oh, God.
It's just stressful.
It was stressful.
It doesn't start good, you know?
No. And here's Danny Lakey's handy tip that you can have for free. Don't sleep through your boarding call.
Yeah, no, it's a good one.
It's an unfortunate place to fall asleep, and that's what I'd like to know on 131060 this morning. Anyone who's done a famous snooze of sorts, I mean, sometimes it's very high stakes at work.
Yeah.
Something you can't afford to miss.
There was an earthquake in 1989 in Newcastle, and my dad slept through that.
You'd be spewing, wouldn't you?
It was significant. Do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, like, died. Yeah. Like, it was a huge earthquake.
Yeah, right.
Dad just didn't wake up. I was like, hello. I mean, I was only four, but I remember it. I was holding a fish tank and it was...
Well, that's
people were screaming in the house.
Oh. Dad none the wiser.
Nah.
Yeah. That's the great thing about an accidental sleep through.
Mm.
You're so unaware. You're blissfully in la-la land whilst chaos is going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's high stakes. On 131060, I bet there's been some epic sleep throughs. I bet there has. I bet someone's sleeping right now. They're supposed to be at work. Wake up! Wake up! Can't get to them. They're loving it.
they'll be hating things
in a couple of hours, though.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Chatting on 131060, what did you sleep through? I had a very expensive sleep. $750 snooze.
No, thank you.
No, almost missed me international flights. There was a bit of stress there for a while, but essentially checked into my flight from the Adelaide airport, was right there, right at the coalface. Ready to jump on the Jetstar. Just gave me eyes a tiny little rest for half a second. Next minute, I've slept for an hour and a half on a seat.
It's so weird no one woke you up.
Height of rudeness.
So rude.
In the end, I had to, dodge a couple of bullets, pay a couple of fees and, get down a small loan from the Commonwealth Bank to just get home.
That's horrendous. My dad slept through the Newcastle earthquake in 1989.
Wow.
It was like 7 on the Richter scale. Like, it was huge.
Now, this is news to me. I'd never heard about the Newcastle earthquake of 1989.
Having a nap? Or just weren't in Newcastle?
Probably still simmering in the womb somewhere.
True. Mm. I was 4. I still remember. It was traumatizing. And my dad slept the whole way through it. I don't know how people can sleep through things like that.
No, you'd be spewing. It was an expensive sleep for Mr. Hennessy. And James from Newcastle on 131060. Do you remember the earthquake in 1989?
No, unfortunately not.
Were you still simmering in the womb as well? Great use of the word simmering, by the way, for me this morning.
Mm. Yes, I was simmering in the womb.
Now I feel real old with all this simmering of the womb chat.
Yeah, no, you're around the oven by then.
Oh, shut up.
Now, what did you sleep through?
I slept through an entire dinner service at work.
Did you get in trouble?
No, unfortunately not, because the night before I worked an 18-hour shift.
Whoa.
And I basically worked all the way through.
Yeah.
And then the next day I went out to the smoking area. I had a smoke and I fell asleep out there and the chefs couldn't find me.
Bloody hell.
That happens, doesn't it? I
feel like 18 hours is illegal, James.
Mm. Yeah. They were asking for it. They were teetering on the brink.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. 18-hour shift.
Wait, did you still get paid for it, James? Did they
Yeah.
Oh, heaven.
Look, congratulations.
Professional
sleeper.
Everyone's a winner.
I immediately retract the wrong buzzer.
Yeah.
And put in one of those bad boys as well. Thanks, James. Good on you. Alicia in Brisbane, 131060. What'd you sleep through?
I slept through a fire in my house.
Oh, dear.
And when I woke up, there was like firemen everywhere. No one knew I was in the house. One of the lights in our dining room exploded and like the roof in our dining room caught fire.
Are you a heavy sleeper? Did you take a sleeping pill? Like, why?
No, I can just sleep through pretty much everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Including a fire, apparently. Like, I didn't smell anything. Mum had forgotten I was home, so, like, nobody even tried to wake me up. They were just like, she must be at uni. It's, like, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. Yep, just firemen everywhere.
Now the
I woke up.
Sorry, Alicia, the overprotective mother in me wants to ask, was the fire alarm fit with brand new AA batteries? Was there an alarm going off in this, or was it just fire crackles and pops?
No, no, no. Like, there was probably an alarm going because it always used to go.
She wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't know, no.
But I wouldn't have known. Like, I didn't hear anything. I only woke up because I could hear, like, people's voices in my house that I didn't recognize. And I was like, what's going on here?
And this is a bit weird. Lucky you're alive.
And for all we know, you can't confirm or deny that you've only slept through the one fire. There may have been other fires just naturally putting themselves out over time, and you've slept through the whole thing.
Well, I mean, like, put it this way, the electrician, when he came to have a look and work out what caused it, was like, oh, owner wired all of the lights himself, and they have, like, alfoil or something.
Oh, God.
As, like, as part of the light, and he was like, that's why it caught fire. So he had to change, like, half a dozen lights in our house. So look, maybe I did sleep through another fire.
I worry for the welfare of Alicia, but thank you very much for the call.
Shannon, would you sleep through?
I slept through a Jimmy Barnes concert.
Yeah, nah, fair enough.
Yeah, no, we all do that from time
to time. It's not like
he
screams every song or anything.
Yeah, it was a long work week, and took my folks to see Jimmy Barnes, and because we're all Jimmy Barnes heads, and sitting right next to a speaker, right next to the sound deck, and yeah, just conked out, just had enough.
Did you ask for a refund?
Oh, my folks had a great time. They looked over halfway through and they're like, oh, she's asleep.
Oh, bless.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I'm a single man again.
Yeah. I didn't know, because I don't know how you're feeling about it.
Oh, fine.
And then I don't know if this needs a backstory. You know, if people are just tuned in now, they're like, what's the deal? Is this sad?
Oh, no. Me and my ex, about six weeks ago, she got a job in Ireland and moved. Obviously, we're not going to do the long distance, and that's fine. If it's meant to be, it'll be at a different time, and it's a nice chapter in life, and you move on.
Are you still talking to her, but?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, you can't just cut the... give me that look. Yes.
I would have just gone, bye.
Yeah, I mean, you try and cut the cord, don't you? But you still have a little chat from time to time. We're still good friends, and it's a great thing. But anyway, Danny Lakey, living a single lifestyle again. Tinders, Bumbles, plenty of fish apps have been re-downloaded. He's back on the horse.
Yeah,
let me tell you, it's spring carnival at the moment.
Oh, gross. Oh, but yeah. Good on you. And especially because it's winter, everyone's up for a cuddle.
Yes. And I'm very much built for a big spoon position.
Are you?
Yeah, limberous, long arms.
Yeah, you are
long. And, yeah, sort of fit right in. I'm the missing piece of many ladies' puzzles out there.
Oh, all right.
Look, I had a very embarrassing sort of first date, and I'd like to sort of tar most of the blame onto the lady in this point in time. We had a burger and chips.
What kind of burger? Sorry. You're like, that's not the detail we're looking for in this story.
Grilled chicken breast avocado. I mean, gourmet.
Was it grilled?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
God, I love grills.
It's my go-to hotspot.
You know what's good from grills?
Okay.
Zen hen.
Yeah, well, that's
get
great.
Around that.
Okay, this is about me and my love life, not about you and your love of Zen hen chicken burgers.
Also, they do a really good sweet potato fry.
They do. Look, let's stay on track for half a second here. Plenty of time during the ad breaks for you to start salivating over fantasy burgers. Now, we've had a great time, had some banter, probably, you know, an hour and a half of, you know, getting to know each other, and it's all good fun. I'm pretty self-aware, and I thought, you know what, there are some dates where you realise that, okay, you're going to get to know each other, and this may prosper into something further along. Maybe you move the location to another spot.
Yes.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Sometimes that's the way to go. Other times, like, you know what, we'll probably call it quits right here. Other times it's like, you know what, we've had a great time now. This is probably as far as this date's going to go, but we'll
there
probably have
a
second date.
Nice.
I've read the play that that's the case.
Yes.
I've offered to take her home. She's called an Uber in. I've driven and I've got nothing to do later on that night. I'm like, hey, I'm happy to drop you home.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to, you know, get in your front door or anything. Just more than happy to take you home.
Yeah.
Great. Done that. Now, I've dropped her at the bottom of her house. And this is where I always sort of struggle, because usually you do a hug goodbye or some sort.
And did you talk for ages because you didn't know how to wrap it
up? Yeah. Yeah. And I've got my seatbelt on. I'm in the driver's seat. She's in the passenger. It's an awkward little scenario here. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to have to buy the bullet. I'm going to have to undo my seatbelt and go in for the hug.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've specifically gone in for the hug. I'm thinking, this isn't a good place for a first kiss or anything. I don't even know if there is going to be a first kiss. I'm just going to go right for the hug. I've gone in for the hug.
Mm.
I've dipped off to the right. I've taken her left cheek. I thought she's going to rest on the right side of my neck.
Mm-hmm.
I've played this very well. And at the last minute, I've sensed that she's going in for the kiss.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
Oh, God.
No.
Now, I'm pretty quick on my feet. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to have to divert from this hug. I've been called in for duty here.
Oh, God! Yes.
I've gone in now for the kiss. I thought, okay, that's a pleasant surprise.
Happy, here we are.
Happy to go for a kiss. I've then, instead of gone for the left cheek, I've started my focus on bottom lip. That's where I do my best work. Oh. I hang on the bottom lip. She goes on the top. Oh. Ready for a little lip nibble.
Yuck.
Maybe a little tongue swell.
Yuck.
Now, this is where things have gotten weird. She must live in some sort of half-hazard fence-sitting world where she's assumed that the first kiss will just be a peck.
Oh. On the lips?
On the lips.
Oh.
I've quickly changed at the last minute for a special pash.
Oh, so you've gone open mouth.
Yes.
And she's got closed mouth.
I've nibbled her whole face.
Oh, God.
And, I mean, 3 seconds ago, I was the respectful gentleman going in for the hug.
Hug, yeah.
All of a sudden, I've had to change my morals. Had to sort of change tact. I've thought that's what she's wanted. All of a sudden, now I seem like the creepy guy.
Right.
Nibbling on, I'm searching for more than just the peck.
Yuck.
Who does a peck as a first kiss? I mean, come on.
Mouth? See, I go peck on the cheek with hug. Yes.
That's fine.
Peck on mouth? It's confusing.
This is some horrible middle ground that I'd like to put out to the culture. Please don't do that. Please don't ever do that.
You should be aware about it. Go, hey, thanks for the date. This is going to be a peck on the mouth.
I'd just like to. I'm going in for the mouth, but there'll be no open. Yeah. Talk through the whole thing.
You just be real clear about it.
From now on, I'm just going straight hug. I'm not changing. If I lock in the hug, you can't unlock that. I'd rather her nibble on my ear and me kiss her neck or something as a first embrace.
God, dating just sounds horrific.
Heinous.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Hey, what animal have you always wanted to see in the wild?
Fantastic. God, a rhinoceros maybe? Some sort of safari sort of animal, perhaps?
Yeah.
The hippo is what I'm after.
And like
looks so soft
and
sweet, but apparently they're very aggressive.
Yeah, like sit on you and kill you.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that they sit on you, like don't bite you.
No, death
hilarious.
By sit. Yeah.
Death by sit. I've always wanted to see flamingos.
Oh, yeah.
In real life and not in a zoo. I think it's different. I want to see them.
Gallivanting around.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
And I was in LA for holidays and in Palm Springs, actually it's Desert Springs, which is 3 hours away, hired a car.
Right.
And drove on the other side of the road to see these flamingos.
Oh, really? Are they as pink in person?
No, not as pink. But I think there's different breeds and whatnot. And these birds are seriously out the front of a hotel, but they're not in a zoo.
Right.
I do think their wings have probably been clipped, which is really sad. Mm. But it was really cool to see them not with, I don't know, like a cage around them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were free to sort of roam wherever they want. But they like to stay in a flock, if you will.
Okay.
Well, actually, they're not called a flock. Do you know what the collective noun is?
No, I would have thought it was a flock of flamingos.
You'd think.
Yeah.
It's a flamboyance. They like to stay in a flamboyance. So they're not like, there's like 6 different ponds, but they're all together in a flamboyance, just hanging out on one leg, just living their lives.
That's great.
And then I was thinking, how good is the word flamboyance for the collective noun?
One of me faves.
We should do the collective noun quiz. Oh, yeah. This show is educational.
Play in the car passively.
You could learn something, and if you don't sue me.
Great improvisational skills.
Thank you so much.
This is good because they call me Collective Noun Brown.
No, they don't.
They do. No, they do. Ask Gemma O'Callaghan. She said it.
Who's that?
Give her a call. Oh, she's engaged.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to give you the collective noun and you're going to guess the animal.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, okay. Cool.
What is a prickle? What is the collective noun? What's the animal for the collective noun? Prickle.
A prickle. Now, I don't think I'm speaking out of context here. I think it's got to be the porcupine or the hedgehog.
Yes! Porcupine. The prickle of porcupines. How cute is that?
Collective noun brown strikes again.
Right? Uh-oh. Ooh, yeah. What about a cauldron?
A cauldron.
What animal?
Wow.
Is a cauldron when they're a collective?
I'm going to say pigeons.
Close. I'll give you one more go because it's really obvious.
Seagulls.
Bats.
Oh,
a cauldron
really?
Of bats.
Cauldron of bats.
Yeah. P.S. Whoever does that, whoever sees a bunch of bats and goes, oh, there's a cauldron out tonight, like you'd be like, oh, wanker, to say there's a bunch of bats. All right. Caravan. The collective noun is caravan. What's the animal?
That's good. That's going to have to be the pensioner.
The grey nomad. The caravan of...
Caravan of... Oh, man.
Middle Eastern.
Middle... Ooh, meerkats?
Nah, camels.
Oh, probably.
A caravan of camels.
Wow, that's interesting.
I know. This one's easy. A parade. A parade
Now, the flamingo fan in me wants to say flamingos, but I know that's a flamboyance now. A parade of some sort of show-off bird. Ostrich,
no,
maybe.
Not a bird.
No? Parade, parade of cheetahs?
No.
Does that have a bit of swagger about it?
Yeah. Oh. Big, big, big animal. Not a whale. Elephants.
A parade of elephants.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I think I
that
did
that. That makes sense,
yeah,
doesn't
no,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Collecting, okay, what is a business? A business of a domestic animal. You can have it as a domestic animal. You see weird guys on the train with them on their shoulder?
Chimpanzees. Monkeys.
Ferrets. That's a business of ferrets.
Oh, wow.
I mean, who is saying that? Oh, look at that business over there of ferrets. Yes. Like, yeah, nah, weird. Nah. Last one.
Okay.
What is a bloat? A bloat of X. African animal. You've mentioned it before.
A bloat of hippos.
Yes! Yes! Yeah! How funny is that?
Fantastic.
Look at that. There's a nice bloat over there.
Wow, I like that.
Mm. Yeah,
you've said that before.
Oh,
This is Weekend Breakfast.